Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Rollover accident on I-90 results in four people transported to the hospital. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Emergency crews and law enforcement were called to a one-vehicle rollover on Thursday afternoon. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, at around 4:45 p.m., deputies responded to the accident on I-90 near the exit to Highway 59. A white 2003 Ford F-250 was pulling a Big Tex trailer loaded with a blue 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup, traveling east when the rollover occurred. Deputies found the truck carried four people. They assisted Campbell County firefighters and EMS in extricating the driver from the truck. The driver sustained serious injuries and was transported to the hospital along with the three passengers. As a result of the crash, traffic on I-90 eastbound was backed up for a period of time while emergency crews removed the vehicles from the road. Wyoming Highway Patrol is in charge of the investigation into the official cause of the incident. Sturgis Motorcycle Rally began this week. Weekend, motorists reminded to share the road. It's that time of year again where the northeastern corner of Wyoming and its neighboring states will see an influx of motor vehicles over the next 10 days. According to the press release from YDOT, this year marks the 83rd year of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, where hundreds of thousands of motorcyclists from around the globe venture towards the Black Hills to partake in a multitude of festivities. Many of those attending will be traveling the highways and interstate of northeast Wyoming to get there, which means an increase in traffic and opportunity for unfortunate events. The Wyoming Highway Patrol and Wyoming Department of Transportation are asking motorists to be extra mindful of other traffic over the next few weeks and do their part to share the road with others. The Wyoming Highway Patrol will have increased presence in the Hewlett and Sundance area the week of August 7th and especially on August 9th when thousands of riders head to Hewlett for Ham and Jam and then to Sundance for the burnouts. YDOT and Patrol ask all motorists to keep their eyes on the road, obey posted speed limits, avoid distractions such as cell phones, and please drive sober. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.